Turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10. On Sunday evenings, when I've been speaking lately, we've been speaking about becoming fishers of men, and this is still along that line of becoming fishers of men. But it's a little different at that same time. Mark, chapter 10, and verse 42. Will you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? But Jesus called them to Himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many." Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for Your Word. The opportunity to look into Your Word that we may grow thereby. I pray, Lord, that You'd speak to us through Your Word tonight. Open our eyes and our hearts to what You have to say. Glorify Your name in this service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. All right, we all know this is a common scripture, and we all know how this started, but we're going to go back and review how it started just to set the tone. And it started in verse 35 when James and John asked Jesus a special question. That question was, "Jesus, when You come into Your glory, when You come into Your kingdom, grant us that we may sit one on Your right hand and the other on Your left." Now, that sounds like a pretty lofty goal, and it sounds like a decent goal on the surface. But Jesus' response to them was, "You don't understand what You're asking." And not only did Jesus correct them and say, "You don't have a clue what You're asking," it made the other disciples mad. As a matter of fact, it says, "greatly displeased." You know what the Greek word for that is? Mad. Made them mad. Because they felt that James and John wanted to elevate themselves above the other disciples. It's no fun when people elevate themselves above you, is it? But the problem was that no one realized God's flowchart. All right? And believe it or not, you know, tonight I'm sharing with you an organizational chart in the business meeting, and this really doesn't have anything to do with it, but at the same time, when I came across this scripture, it was just so real, just such a reminder to me. So it does have something to do with it, okay? And first thing we're going to do is take a look at the world system. And the world system, Jesus explained in verse 42, He said the Gentile rulers, those who are in those positions of authority, lord it over them and exercise authority over them. That word lord means to exercise dominion for one's own advantage. That is, you make somebody else do something so that you can benefit. Isn't that what bosses do? A lot of times it is. I mean, the reality is, in the world system, you have people doing work, and oftentimes you have supervisors over them who get the credit for the work that the people are doing. Right? Amen. That's kind of the world system. Let's face it. That's the way it works. And so Jesus, when He says that's the way the world works and what they're asking, He's saying you're thinking like the world thinks. He said, but I want to explain My system to you. And God's system, or Jesus' system, in verse 43 says, "It shall not be so among you. But whoever desires to become great," whoever desires to become great. How many desire to be great? Oh, come on. We're talking in the Lord's work. How many desire to be great? All right? And we're not talking about a selfish greatness. We're talking about great that as God looks down upon us, as He looks at the lives we live, He says, that's my great servant. So let us have that. Let us have this desire to become great. And if that's our desire, here's what we've got to do. You know what we've got to do? He said, He shall be your servant. That word servant is really interesting. In the Greek language, you know what that word is? He shall be your diakonos. Which is where we get what? Deacon. He's not talking about the office of deacon today. Even though that's what a deacon is. Right? Literally, the word means to serve or to help. To render helpful service. Right? And that's what deacons do. They help. Right? They help the church. They help church members. They help the pastor. They help in any capacity in which they can help. But the idea of this is not for the deacon body. This is for the church body. So if you want to be great, let him become a deacon or a helper, a server, one who waits tables, if you will. All right? A person that is here to serve. Then in verse 43, he goes a step farther. He says, and whoever desires to be first shall be slave of all. Now that word first, it means to be first in rank. All right? I couldn't help but think about the military. My days in the Air Force, you know. I was just, for the longest, I remember when I first went in, I was a private. Yeah. Guess who I had authority over? Nobody. Everybody was of higher rank than me. And after I did my 4 years, I got out. I was a sergeant. Guess who outranked me? Still most everybody. Okay? But that's what he's talking about. If you want to be of the highest, utmost rank. Now, we're talking God's system. All right? If you want to be of the highest, utmost rank in God's eyes. If you want God to look at you and say, that's my colonel. That's my general. That's the guy that I put on the highest level. If you want God to look at you that way, then you become a slave to all. That word slave is not diakonos, it's doulos, which means a real slave. That means if we want to advance as children of God, if we want God to be pleased with us, we've got to adopt the mindset that we are here to serve. Okay? And we've got to be looking for those opportunities to serve. If you want to be a church leader, do it by becoming a servant. If you want to win the lost to Christ, you do that by becoming a servant to that lost person. You say, Brother Doug, why do we become a servant to the lost person? Because you won't win them to the Lord until you first win their confidence. So that they will know that you really do care. You want to advance in the Lord's army? Do it by serving. And I want to tell you, let's just be real for a moment. That's hard. It's hard to always serve. Because there are plenty of people out there who will gladly let you serve. Some who won't appreciate the service that you offer. But remember this, you're not serving people, you're serving God. Okay? You're serving God. He's the focus. He's the important one. And then he goes on and says, hey, here's the reality of God's system. Here, God didn't just say, here's a system, and this is what I want you to do. God said, here's the system, and I'm going to send my Son to demonstrate that system to you. Verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but He came but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many. Jesus didn't come to be deaconed. He came to deacon. Yeah. He came to serve. And that's what He did. That's what Calvary was all about. Jesus didn't need Calvary. You and I needed Calvary. Yeah. We needed Jesus to go to Calvary. And He did that as our servants, or as a servant to us. I think of the life of Jesus. You know what the first thing that comes to my mind is? Just before His crucifixion, they were up in that upper room. Jesus poured a pail of water, or a pan of water. Remember what Jesus did? Washed His disciples' feet. That always sticks with me. And it's because here the Creator of the universe humbled Himself to the lowly position. That was the position of the lowest servant in the house that would wash someone's feet. And Jesus humbled Himself and showed what that service looked like by washing His disciples' feet. You know, that's what we've got to be for one another. That's the servant. That's what's great in God's eyes. That's what we've got to be to the world. As I said, they're lost and dying. And if their only hope is us. But they will not listen to us until we show them that we really, really do care. May we all be deacons in that, not the office of deacon, but may we all have an attitude of serving one another, serving those who are outside this church, and most importantly, serving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.